Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast, and it's a beautiful Monday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we live. I prepared this message and getting warm outside. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and again today we want to share a message that we hope will encourage you. Today's message is titled Understanding Spiritual Things, and the scripture text is from Isaiah 6, verse 9.
Be ever hearing, but never understanding. Be ever seeing, but never perceiving. Last night we sure had a nice surprise phone call. Marvin Estuardo Culahay Osorio was a 5-year-old boy from Guatemala when he lived with us in the late 80s while receiving medical care here in the U.S. Well, he's 25 now and married with one son. He found us on the internet last year and we have been in contact several times since. But he has limited English and we know only a few Spanish phrases. So our attempts at conversation are laborious, interesting, and they're definitely full of nervous chuckles on both sides.
Well, they called to greet us there since it was her birthday and we ended up, quote, talking, end quote, for a while. His wife, son, brother, and sister also greeted me, his tío. Tío is a Spanish word for uncle, the endearing title he gave me while he was in our care. Brooksine was tía, or aunt. I heard his family members clearly over the phone, but had a very difficult time understanding them.
Even within a single language, depending on where you live, folks in other parts of the country may talk funny. Shortly after moving to Massachusetts back in the early 90s, a lady stood up at the conclusion of our church service and asked, "Is anyone going to the potty with me?" Well, Steve and I both thought it was really strange that she would ask such a personal question publicly. You might have guessed by now already that the R's sort of disappear in New England states, and she was actually speaking of going to a party.
In The Grapes of Wrath, John Steinbeck expresses the same thought through the character of Ivy. And we're quoting Ivy here, her words and all. Everybody says words different. Arkansas folks says them different. And Oklahoma folks says them different. And we seen a lady from Massachusetts, and she said them different of all. Couldn't hardly make out what she was saying.
Well, we eventually came to understand the local folks in New England a lot better the longer we lived up that way. After living there over 7 years, even Esther would say, "Let's get in the car."
And of course she was saying the car. Well, far more important than the challenges of understanding other people's languages are working through their particular accent is coming to understand spiritual concepts. The daily verse was a part of Isaiah's call and is twice repeated by Jesus and once by the Apostle Paul. It describes a spiritual condition common to the human race.
Most of us are abundantly exposed to spiritual truths. However, Paul makes the following assertion following his citing of the verse in Acts 28:27. "For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them."
Well, does that verse describe our world today? It sure does. What about you? Have you understood with your heart, turned, and received his spiritual healing? I sure hope so, and if you haven't, today is a great day to do just that.
Let's pray. Father, help our ears to be alert, our eyes to be open, and make our hearts perceptive as we follow in your ways. May we be eager to hear your teaching and apply it to our lives, so that we may be found blameless before you and experience the joy you give to those who follow your commands. When your meaning is clear, help us to seek no other meaning to satisfy our own desires or to change the clear meaning of your message. Align our desires with your own, that we might find genuine peace and wholehearted obedience as you bring spiritual healing to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Really appreciate Brooksine's statement, and she'll know what I mean due to some recent information that we have found out about a longtime friend of ours, as well as some study on the internet. When she makes that point, when your meaning is clear, help us to seek no other meaning to satisfy our own desires or to change the clear meaning of your message. That is a tremendous problem right now. So many want to change what God has said and make it say what they want it to say, you know, on a number of different issues. Well, thanks for joining us today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, and this is the message for Monday, March 10th, 2008. And there are some additional materials on the website today. A photo I took of a covered bridge, it's not taken this year, but last year about this time in southern Lancaster County, with a horse and buggy just about ready to go through it. One of those treasure photos I have. We also have a number of experiences we share from our own life. A photo of our daughter, Astaire, who had her 19th birthday yesterday with some friends that came over for cake yesterday afternoon. We also have a lot more information about Marvin with some pictures and some links to actually a newspaper article that was written about him when he came for the treatment many years ago. Finally today, I mentioned last week that my Uncle Jim was in hospice care and not expected to live too much longer, and indeed he did pass away early Saturday morning. And we have sort of a little brief tribute with some pictures about him on the site today as well. Looking for a song today, there is one song that came to mind that we were able to find on the internet. Many of you have sung it. I think it's got a good message. Open the eyes of our heart, Lord. That's what we need to have opened up. Have a blessed day today and continue to stay faithful to the Lord.